So how was the first practice today?
Well, it felt good. It felt good to get back out here with my teammates and practice a little bit and get these pads.
Did you have any nerves, any butterflies walking out for your first training camp practice?
I definitely did. You know, I felt sick to my stomach a little bit there before practice, but after I got the juices flowing, it was just practice.
Do you feel like you felt any effects from not being here and coming here, obviously, a few days late?
Well, definitely hurt me, but, you know, I'm happy to be out here now with my team, and I'm behind, but I'm out here and I'm having fun.
How far do you feel behind? Or how far behind do you feel?
I mean, missing those days hurt, you know, I mean, not being here. But at the same time, I'm in that playbook. I'm getting here early with the coach and studying again. So it's all going well right now.
Are you playing on Friday?
I'm not sure. Right now, I'm just back at practice.
You think you could play on Friday, Phantom?
We'll see.
When you got here, did Josh give you a welcome, like sit down, or was it just Bobby Turner and go to work?
Yeah, definitely. I just got there and talked to Bobby Turner and got to see Coach Daniels and all the teammates congratulated me and stuff like that. But it was good to be back out here.
You missed some of the rookie hazing the other day. Have you already started getting your share?
I will. I think so. I think I will here pretty soon.
When you were that week that you weren't here, what were your workouts like? Were you able to study at all?
I was just pretty much working out the team at Georgia, working out with them and getting out in the heat and just running. That's basically all I can do and just wait it out.
Oh, Sean, you further behind physically or mentally?
I think more with the playbook. I mean, I haven't put on pads since last year at Georgia. So, I mean, putting on the pads was definitely something to get used to the first day, but it was a good time.
Looks like you got some good contact with DJ, too, in the tackling drill, the one-on-one. You're not afraid to put your shoulder down?
Yeah, I needed some. You know, I thought I needed some contact getting out here for the first day. You know, I got that.
Do you think you could still win a starting job by opening day?
I think it's too early to even talk about that. You know, I mean, I'm just now getting back. You know, I'm just getting into the flow of things. The guy's been here working hard, so I just got to catch up back up with that and get just to this air again.
Were you staying in touch with anybody at all? Talking to any other rookies or any of the running backs while you were back there last week?
Yeah, I was just making sure to see how everyone was doing. Everyone was doing well and just hoping I'd get there real soon.
What are your thoughts on the competition? You know, in your mind, as you come here, you got some veterans, guys who've been in this league for years and years.
Exactly. You know, we have a couple of veterans, you know, and it's great just to have them back here so we can learn as young running backs and learn, see what they're doing, and just keep on learning, basically. That's all it comes down to.
So what do you think you bring to this offense?
I think my energy, you know, my passion for the game, my ability just to compete, you know what I mean? So that's all we can do right now because it's so early, and then the rest will fall into place.
You think all that you did in college can translate quickly into the pros?
It depends on how I prepare myself, I believe. You know, it's just a different league. Everyone's stronger, faster, and smarter. So it just takes some studying on my part.